Well, yours is definitely personality radio. I want to know, for our listeners, how Frank Dominguez in North Carolina came to be doing this show.
Well, I have to really give credit to that to a former WDAV manager, Ben Rowe, who came back from a conference, I think it was in San Diego, and had heard XLNC. And that sort of sparked the idea of creating a show like Concierto. And he also was responding to the fact that in the Carolinas, we had seen a very large growth in the sector of the audience that was comprised by Hispanics. So he asked me if I was bilingual, and I said, sure. Yeah, I grew up speaking Spanish with my folks. And he said, could you do a classical music program in Spanish? As I investigated the repertory, it became clear that a bilingual approach rather than a straight Spanish approach would be more effective. I wanted to make sure that listeners tuning to this program would get a sense of how deep the roots of classical music are in Hispanic culture, and not only on the part of performers, but also on the part of composers. Secondarily, I wanted to make sure that we had a program that reflected how the music has been not only a part of Hispanic culture, but has also been shaped by Hispanic culture.
Have you gotten responses from listeners in different traditions who are saying, why are you not using the Spanish pronunciation for Alicia or Alicia? How do you negotiate that?
I do occasionally hear from Spanish speakers, and they're always very gracious. Occasionally, they'll correct my pronunciations or correct a word that I've used in error. But generally, they're very gracious. And I haven't had anybody insist that I use a Castilian pronunciation.
You don't say Alicia de la Rocha.
Right, because the Spanish I learned is Latin American Spanish, specifically Cuban Spanish, because my parents were Cuban, and we don't pronounce it that way. I since discovered just a few weeks ago, I went to Spain for a couple of weeks with some listeners of the program and discovered that that pronunciation isn't even used widely in Spain. It's really more of a Madrid phenomenon. I can do it if I need to, but you know, I choose to stay true to the pronunciation that I learned because it's not about affecting to be someone other than I am.
How was your trip to Spain? Did that influence your plans a little bit?
As far as how it influenced my thinking, I realized just the huge contribution and the huge individuality of the Catalan culture, the Basque culture, and even to a certain extent, the culture of the Balearic Islands, Mallorca being the largest one of those, and realizing that a lot of what I've been thinking of as Spanish is even more specific Catalonian or Mallorcan or Basque. And so I'm going to go to greater pains to distinguish that because there's, apart from the strong national feeling that people in those regions have about their culture, it's just strictly speaking, more accurate to identify a composer, for example, as such as Isaac Albéniz as a Catalan composer, or a performer such as Pau Casals, who I've been calling Pablo Casals all these years, that he was very proud of his Catalan heritage and even made a famous speech at the United Nations late in his life and career, proclaiming that he is Catalan and that this was a wonderful culture where democracy predated the parliamentary form of government in Great Britain. So there's a lot of pride there. There's a lot of identification with a very specific culture there that I want to make sure we communicate in Concierto and don't just make it seem like it's simply a region or a subset of Spanish culture.
Wow. In the meantime, we have in this country so many subsets of what Latin American culture is. You've got, you know, on the East Coast, a great influence from Cuba and Puerto Rico. And then here in the West, you know, there's a lot of Mexico, and you've got stations all over the country. How do you tune your attentions to these different audiences?
I try to just sort of vary it from show to show. Obviously, I'm more familiar in terms of my classical music listening and then my individual upbringing with music from Spain and from Cuba. But there's a lot more to it than that, so I try not to just focus on those things and instead also make sure that there's representation from South and Central America as well. And it's really been a process of discovery and, to a certain extent, self-education for me. I didn't enter this project or begin producing this show as an expert in this repertory. I'm about one lesson ahead of the class, so to speak. You know, so I'm learning as much about it as my listeners are. I'm just their guide to help discover this repertory. What I've heard from the Spanish-speaking listeners that we have is that they're delighted to hear their language, first of all, on the radio in their local communities. Very often they're thrilled to hear their culture represented. So I will often hear from a Colombian when I'm playing some Colombian music, or I might hear from someone from Santo Domingo when I play a performance that features the pianist Michel Camilo. You know, different things elicit responses from different groups. And usually it's tinged with pride and appreciation that they're being represented to the wider culture. There's a common strain in a lot of the feedback I get from Spanish-speaking listeners that they're just really pleased to have a different aspect of the culture represented. On the part of English speakers, what I hear most often is just how delighted they are to discover this repertory that they weren't necessarily familiar with.